Okay, the next bracha is the seventh bracha of Shemayin Esrei. That's Re'eva on Yenu. It's called the bracha of Geula. And the bracha of Geula starts Re'eva on Yenu. We ask Hashem to see our affliction. Re'eva on Yenu, the lashon we have in the Torah, Leah called her son Reuven, Ki Ra'a Hashem Ba'ani. Hashem saw in my affliction. So we're taking off from that lashon and we say, Re'eva on Yenu, see in our general affliction. V'riva rivenu, and fight our battles, our quarrels. Riva rivenu, Hashem should fight our battles. Ugo aleinu meira l'man shemecha, and you should redeem us meira speedily l'man shemecha for the sake of your name. Ki goel chazak ata, because you are a strong and powerful redeemer. So there's two basic pshatim here in this bracha. We ask Hashem to see our affliction and to redeem us. What exactly are we talking about? By the way, the bracha re'eva on yenu, there are many people who say re'enava on yenu. We add the word na, and most Mishainim, the girsa is na, to say the word na. According to the Kisvei Arizal, the word na should not be left out because that's an integral word here in this bracha. However, most Siddurim and Nusach Ashkenaz don't say the word na, the Vilna Gaon was not Goyris na. So, Derech Klal, the Nusach Sfad says Re'ei Nava Anyenu, and Nusach Ashkenaz, based on the Gra and some others, say just Re'eva Anyenu. So, either way you say it, Yesh Ami Lismach, but what exactly is the content of the bracha? That we said, we're talking about Geula here. So Rashi is a very, very important Rashi in Megillah, Sechta Megillah, Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. And Rashi says like this, about this bracha in Shemayin Esrei. Rashi in Megillah, Yud Zayin Amid Beis, says, the high Geula, this Geula that we're mentioning here in this bracha, Lav Geula de Galus, doesn't mean redeeming us from our exile, from our Galus. Ela Sheyigaleinu min Hatzarais Habois Aleinu Tamid. Again, Sheyigaleinu, Hashem should redeem us min hatzarais, from the tzarais that we have, habois aleinu tamid, that constantly come onto us. That means the daily trials and tribulations a person goes through in his regular life. We're asking Hashem, re'eva anyenu, see our afflictions, help us through our difficult challenges and struggles. Everyone has struggles in their life, no one escapes it. Sometimes it looks easier on the other guy, but everyone has issues. Some people come from homes that are stressful, some people encounter problems in parnasa, others in shalom bayis. Some people are challenged with physical or mental handicaps. Some people have many of the above together. No one escapes free of challenges and struggles in this world. And we ask Hashem in this bracha not about the gula shleima that's going to come. L'asid lavoi. We ask Hashem in our daily lives. Re'eva anyenu, see our affliction. V'riva rivenu, fight our battles. Meaning, help us through. We ask Hashem with a broken heart to help us through all our difficult times in life. And you should help us, you should redeem us from these things for the sake of your name, for the Kiddush Hashem that's involved in it. Because you can do it. You are the Redeemer who's so strong and powerful, you can help us through everything. And if you notice, we say this bracha, as we say all brachas, in Lashon Rabbim. We're not just asking Hashem to help us through our pain and our struggles. We ask Hashem, B'lashon Rabbim, Achenu kol beis Yisrael, Hanasuna batzara v'shivya. Right? Everybody in Klal Yisrael who has problems, we're asking for them, and we hope they're asking for us, that Hashem should help us through all our problems. L'maisa, even though that is the pshat of Rashi, always have to mention first the pshat of Rashi, if we have a Rashi on the bracha, L'maisa, many other mafarshim in the Oitzar HaTfila Siddur, he brings from the Eitz Yosef, in the Siddur HaGra, and others, sounds like the way they learn, I think, is more kipshute. They explain kipshute, the bracha, to mean geula, referring to the geula ha'asida, the geula mamish from galus, that Hashem is going to redeem us from galus. Surely, according to Nusach Svart, what do we say? Ugaleinu geula shleima, me'ira l'man shemecha. What's geula shleima? That means the complete redemption. Usually the complete redemption, that's referring to the geula of Mashiach, right? When you say that Hashem should bring us the Geula Shleima. The Geula Shleima doesn't mean Hashem should help us with our toothache, and Hashem should help us with our daily struggles. What it means is the Geula Shleima, the complete redemption. So according to Nusach Svard, surely the Kavana, it's mashma that the Kavana is on the Geula Asida. But there are many Mefarshim that explain it like that. And if that's the case, so the Bracha would be referring to, according to Rashi, the daily struggles, and according to some other Mefarshim, referring to Geula, that Hashem should redeem us, L'man Shemecha. Now, what does it mean according to each pshat when we say Laman Shemecha? Hashem should redeem us. We're in trouble. Well, what's Laman Shemecha for the sake of your name? So, according to Rashi, that the pshat is that Hashem should save us from our daily challenges and struggles. Hashem should help us get through them. So, Laman Shemecha means because whenever Hashem helps a person through their problems, there's a great Kiddush Hashem. person had a problem, and Hashem pulled him through, Hashem saved him, Hashem helped relieve his pain, Hashem helped him manage with a certain situation. So that's a Kiddush Hashem. We realize that it comes from Hashem, and everyone says, ah, Hashem helps the Yidden, Hashem helps the person in the Tzara. That's something that that creates a Kiddush Hashem, and therefore we say that we're asking it not just for our own good, but Laman Shemecha, for your name, that there should be a Kiddush Hashem in the Bria. According to the second pshat, which means that we're asking for the Geula, I think there's a little more depth in this. It's not just that we're asking for the Geula, Laman Shemecha, so to be a Kiddush Hashem, that Hashem redeemed us. I think there's a little more here, and that is based on something I once heard, that they asked the Chavetz Chaim, I heard different versions of this story, but people asked the Chavetz Chaim, some versions say that it was Rabbi Naftali Trupp, who was the Rebbe in Radin, that he's the one who asked the Chavetz Chaim. But be it as it may, someone asked the Chavetz Chaim, why exactly are we waiting for Mashiach? What's going to happen when Mashiach comes? The Ramban tells us in Parshas Nitzavim, Perek Lamed Pasuk Vav, the Ramban tells us that when Mashiach comes, everybody's going to be good. It's not going to be a Yetzer Hara anymore. Gets it from a Gemara on Shabbos, Taf Kuf Nun Aleph. The Gemara says that those will be days asher ein bahem chayfetz, that there's no desire, there's no yetzer hara and yetzer tov. Everybody's going to do good. So if everyone's going to do good and we're not going to have a struggle with our yetzer hara, so it's battle, the whole reward and punishment, the whole schar v'einish goes down the drain. That's what we gain from. That's how we grow madregas. That's how we earn our place in the olam ha'emes. So after Mashiach comes, that's it. The struggle is over. So why are we waiting for Mashiach? Adarav, we could accomplish more for our neshama before Mashiach comes. It's a very deep question to ask the Chavetz Chaim. We ask for Mashiach every day, and really when Mashiach comes, the game is over. Then already the days of Schar V'Einish is finished. So the Chavetz Chaim turns him, and again, there's two different Nuschais how he answered him, but one Nuschach that I heard from an Adam Chashev is that the Chavetz Chaim said to him, you think we're waiting for Mashiach for ourselves? We're waiting for Mashiach for Hashem. Hashem is now in Golus. There'll be a great revelation of Kvod Shamayim, that everyone will realize the truth of Hashem, and there'll be Umala Aretz Deas Hashem. Everyone will understand the ways of Hashem and appreciate that everything comes from Hashem. That's why we're waiting for Geula. We're waiting for Geula, not for ourselves. For our own Shtaiging, our own Neshama, we better chapa right now. It's better before Mashiach. But as soon as Mashiach comes, then Hashem is besimcha. And what we're begging for, what we're asking for every day, that we wait and we yearn for Mashiach, is that the Kvod Shamayim should be in its place and Hashem should be happy, that everyone should know the name of Hashem and understand and see the Hashem in the Bria. It's a very high madrega, obviously, to want Mashiach, not for ourselves. To want Mashiach for Hashem, but the Chavetz Chaim says that is the Iker Maila of the Yemois HaMashiach, not for ourselves, but for Hashem. Someone told me recently that he heard on a tape of Rabbi Victor Miller the same thing. Someone asked a question in the middle of the shir, so what are we waiting for Mashiach for if there's not going to be Bechira at that point? And Rabbi Victor Miller answered him, because of Kvod Shamayim. It's not for ourselves, it's because of Kvod Shamayim that we want Mashiach. It's the same thing as the Chavetz Chaim said. So I think according to this pshat, that Geula is referring to in this bracha the Geula Shalema. So when we say Laman Shemecha, that's the word. We're asking for Geula, not for ourselves. Laman Shemecha, for the sake of Hashem, for us it rather might be better without Mashiach. But for us, we want Mashiach so much because what's better for us is that you should be happy. And if it's Laman Shemecha, that you yourself, the Kvod Shamayim, will be more spread in the Bria, if there is Mashiach here and if there is Geula, so because of that itself, we're asking Ugaleinu Meira Laman Shemecha. Yeah.
Right.
We should know, Rashi says there in Megillah that the reason why he says that this bracha is only talking about the daily struggles is because there are other brachas that talk about the gula, Tekaba Shaifa, Yerushalayim Ircha, Samach David, all those things. So we have to learn when we get to those brachas, each different aspect. We have three right there, Tekaba Shaifa and Yerushalayim and Malchus Beis David. We'll have to see how each one fits in. But Eina Chanami, it's a good Ha'ara, so good that Rashi was forced because of that to learn that gula here doesn't mean the gula Shleima, it means the gula is the struggles of each day. And we say that you could do it either way, no matter how you learn the pshat here. We end off ki goel chazakata, you are Hashem, who is a strong and powerful redeemer. Whichever gula we're referring to, you could do. And ki goel chazakata. And we end the bracha, baruch atah Hashem, goel Yisrael. Hashem is the redeemer of Yisrael. And again, according to each pirish, he'll explain it his way. According to Rashi, what it means, goel Yisrael, you are the one who's our redeemer, and therefore you redeem us from our daily struggles. You should continue to do that. And according to the pshat, there it's referring to the Geula Shleima. So we say, goel Yisrael, that Hashem is the redeemer of Klal Yisrael, and he's the one who's going to bring us the Geula Shleima. B'mehera v'yameinu, amen. And we'll stop here for today. Okay.